I will not leave you orphans. These consoling words of the Lord Jesus spoken to his disciples at the Last Supper promised the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, would be given to the followers of the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit would be given to us to remain with us and remain within us so that we could remain in the Lord Jesus. I will not leave you orphans. The promise of the Holy Spirit assured the disciples that their relationship with the Lord Jesus would be changed and not ended. He will not abandon us. He has promised us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the gift of the Spirit is given in response to a prayer. The Lord Jesus said that he will ask the Father, and the Father will give us another advocate to be with us always. So when Philip, one of the original seven deacons of the church, proclaimed the gospel and worked mighty deeds in Samaria, the people responded in faith. And then the apostles Peter and John came from Jerusalem, and through the prayers of these apostles, the gift of the Spirit was given to those new believers. For the gift of the Spirit is not a gift that the community can give to itself. The gift of the Spirit is received in each generation and by each community through the prayers of the one who shares in the ministry that comes from the apostles. The bishop, as a successor of the apostles, and through his co-workers, the priests, makes present the gift of the Holy Spirit through the prayers of the sacraments. The gift of the Spirit is given to us through and in our Holy Mother, the Church, and by apostolic prayer. Now, the gift of the Spirit given in response to prayer enables us to live in the love of the Lord Jesus and to keep his commandments. The Lord Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Listen to that again. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. But these words of Jesus are not a statement of love that is conditional. The Lord Jesus did not say, "Keep my commandments, and then I will love you." That's not what Jesus said at all. Because the love that God has for us comes before any commandment that he has given to us. The love that God has for us comes before any command that he has given to us. The Lord Jesus offers us unconditional love and invites our response in love. The greatest commandment, the new commandment that Jesus gave at the Last Supper, sums up all of the others. Love one another as I have loved you. Our lives in Christ Jesus are a loving response to the love that Jesus Christ has already shown to us. For in the power of the Holy Spirit, we strive to love as he loved. With the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are empowered to love patiently and kindly without pride or jealousy and unselfishly, as St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians. The gift of the Spirit empowers us to live in the love of the Lord Jesus. And this gift of the Spirit given in response to prayer and empowering us to live in love gives us a defense for our hope. St. Peter tells us, "Always be ready to give an explanation for anyone who asks, you for a reason for your hope." It's not always our faith that we must explain. It's our hope. Hope is difficult. Hope is difficult when we hear about horrible shootings and tragic deaths. Hope is difficult when we see inhumane treatment at our borders. Hope is difficult when babies are slaughtered in the womb and governments actively support the killing of the most vulnerable people. Hope is difficult. Even so, we Christians are called to live as a people of hope. And the reason for our hope is that Jesus Christ has conquered sin, death, and the devil by the blood of his holy cross. The victory has already been won by the Savior of the world. Christ is our hope. And by the gift of the Holy Spirit, we claim this hope. The gift of the Spirit gives us the defense for our hope. And we are gathered as an apostolic community, filled with the Spirit and awaiting a new outpouring of the Spirit. The gift of the Spirit empowers us to live in the love of Christ. The gift of the Spirit draws us to the table of Christ. And here, we are nourished by the one who promises, "I will not leave you orphans." Amen.